We've been on the air in Rochester for almost 2 years now. We've been on the ESPN FM outlet in Rochester, ESPN 95.7 FM, for the last couple of months. And we're going to have a pretty good lead-in starting very soon. On the line with us live right now, veteran Rochester sportscaster Scott Pitoniak. Scott, thanks for being on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Hey. Tomorrow is a big day, I think, right? You're going to launch your show, your radio show, the Radio Press Box, tomorrow night in Rochester.
Yeah, Dan Borello and I are going to be co-hosting it. We will be on the air starting at 3 o'clock. We go 3 to 7, and we lead into your show. So I think it's going to be a fun time. As you know, we carry the Bills on our station. We carry the Sabres as well. Rochester's an interesting sports town, obviously a big Buffalo sports town, but also big on Syracuse basketball as well, and a lot of good high school sports here, too. So good minor league teams as well, so it should be fun. We'll be doing a lot of the local and then, a lot of national trending topics as well.
It'll be great to have a local lead-in for our show. I mean, it amounts to your show is 3 to 7. We're 7 to 9. So what we're talking about is 6 hours of local sports programming on ESPN 95.7 in Rochester starting tomorrow. That's pretty good. I mean, that's a really good alternative for folks in Rochester.
Yeah, having the ESPN brand is obviously huge. And now what we wanted to do was to add more local elements to it. And, again, we're going to try to have a fast-paced show, and the Bills clearly are king in our market. There's no doubt about it. And we'll have an awful lot of, Bills-related conversation, and I think a lot will, the Sabres are big, too, but it's not quite as big as the Bills, unless they're heading the Stanley Cup or whatever.
Yeah. We're live with Scott Pitoniak. He is the co-host of the new Radio Press Box radio show. It launches tomorrow on ESPN 95.7 FM in Rochester. He'll be co-hosting along with Dan Borello. Scott, you mentioned how the Bills are king in that market, and you've been around for an awfully long time, 25 years as a columnist and sports writer at the Rochester DNC. Have the Bills always been king in that market? I mean, I assume they've always been the number one NFL team, but are they more popular now maybe than they have been forever?
It's hard to top the popularity that, they had during the Super Bowl run, obviously, but they're clearly a lot more popular. When I started in 1985, they were not. In fact, that's the big joke. When I was really excited when I was given the Bills beat in 1985, and I had colleagues at the newspaper coming and offering their condolences. because let's face it, the Bills were coming off a 2-14 season, and they were ready to embark on another 2-14 season. Jim Kelly wasn't there, and you didn't know if he was ever going to come there because the USFL was still vibrant, and so it was a whole different atmosphere. So back then, I would say no, not necessarily number one. They were close to it. The NFL was number one. But it's really just taken off, and obviously it grew when Jim came, Kelly came, and those great Super Bowl teams, and it's gone a little up and down, but it's still always been number one, even during these 14 years without the playoffs, and there's a lot of excitement about this, and you've seen it even with the news about 46,000 season ticket sales, which I think is pretty robust. Given the fact, the team's coming off a 6-10 record and it has not made the playoffs, in 14 years.
I was with a group in Rochester this morning, Scott, at St. John Fisher College, and I have to confess, I know that people in Buffalo are deep into the team and can go right down the roster and talk about, third-string offensive linemen. I have to confess I was surprised at the depth of knowledge about the roster and the preseason issues from the small group that I was before this morning. It impressed me. I think that's grown a lot in Rochester. They don't look at the Bills as just a diversion anymore. It's kind of ingrained in that city over the last, maybe since training camp's been there, the last 15 years.
Yeah, training camp certainly has helped. There's no question about it. I mean, they're the hometown team, despite the fact they're 75 miles away. I remember at the paper, any time we did any sort of scientific surveys or whatever, Bills far outdistanced any other sports team. In the NFL, there's also an awful lot of fans of other NFL teams in this market. So it's almost as if, you know, we're a suburb of Buffalo in terms of Bills' interest and how people feel about the team here. It's clearly their team as well. And it's borne out in the ticket sales, where you've got 10, 15, 20,000, you know, people coming from this area for a Bills home game. So I'm not surprised, you know, by the depth of knowledge, because we've had to keep feeding into that. The fans have become a lot more sophisticated, and their passion, you know, still is running deeper than ever.
We're on the line with veteran sports writer Scott Pitoniak, 42 years in the newspaper business, now getting into radio starting tomorrow. The radio press box launches on ESPN in Rochester, ESPN 95.7 FM in Rochester. It'll be on right before our show on that station in the Rochester area. Scott, what about this year's Bills? Any conclusions to be drawn by the first two preseason games?
No, I think, you know, we're all keeping a close eye on EJ, obviously, and I was encouraged by the way he stepped up from, you know, that first game performance. I think it's in some ways it's just really fascinating to me to see just how closely he is scrutinized. It's just really amazing. Every single pass, you know, or we've got somebody tweeting about or whatever. Oh, that spiral wasn't quite good. Oh, that was. So, you know, I think you said it. It's a process, and I believe that too with EJ. It's not just going to happen overnight. So there were some encouraging signs, I thought, from that step up from the Hall of Fame game to last week's game, and I guess that's something, you know, you want to continue to see throughout this training camp, because all eyes are on him, and many of us believe that, you know, as EJ goes, so go the Bills. And I think the one thing I will say is that I'm very encouraged by just the overall talent level of this football team. It's just, there's no question that it's much better than it was a year ago, two, three, 4 years ago. There's a dramatic difference. It's been obviously a dramatic turnover, but I like this. I think, you know, I think EJ has been surrounded with a great supporting cast. There's a lot of weapons there, John, and I think I told you before the last time I was on, I'm just so encouraged by the depth of this running back core. And I just become even more encouraged by it when we see these performances, you know, in these games. And I think what it's going to really allow is something that we had hoped to see before, and that is that Nathaniel Hackett will be able to experiment and have both C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson out there at the same time and be able to do some exotic different things that are going to really stress the defense and are going to give, you know, E.J. more options. And Spiller, I mean, we've talked about the depth, but I was also very, very encouraged just on the few carries I saw by C.J. The burst, John, looks like it's back. This is not the same back who was hampered by the high ankle sprain last year. I mean, it really seems like he's back to the guy who was one of the most dynamic offensive weapons in the NFL 2 years ago.
Should be fun to watch. I'm wishing you good luck on this radio show, Scott. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Have you ever done radio on a regular basis before?
I've done it on a weekly basis,
yep.
But never, you know, probably not to this extent. And obviously my radio experience in this area goes way, way back to John Murphy, when John Murphy was doing 4 hours a night, I remember, on, yeah, Buffalo Station. And back in my rookie year covering the Bills and stuff, I remember spending a number of times with you on the radio.
Yeah, well, I hope I trained you well, Scott.
Well, you're a Syracuse guy, so you know, I'm just, I hope that some of that will rub off, you know, on me, that great pedigree of sportscaster you.
I'm sure it will. Congratulations on this, Scott. We'll be listening tomorrow afternoon. Thanks very much for coming on with us tonight.
Thanks so much, John. Take care.
Scott Pitoniak, veteran sports writer in Rochester. And starting tomorrow, Scott and Dan Borello will host the Radio Press Box with Scott Pitoniak and Dan Borello on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM ESPN, ESPN Radio in Rochester. It'll be Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It'll be the lead into our show on that station in Rochester, so we wish them well. A great live sports talk radio show on the air in Rochester starting at 3 p.m. tomorrow, taking you right into our show at 7 o'clock.